In this world, you have many objects of love. Some people love their family members, their children. Others love their good friends who are near and dear and close to them. Still others love maybe their country, and some just love their mountain bike. The love is scattered all over the place in this world. So Lord Rama said, take these forms of love, which are like threads, thin threads, collect them all, bring them together and make one rope from it with many strands. And then you take your heart, bind it with that rope of that collective love, and then bring it or bind it to the lotus feet of the Lord. That is love of God. Now, those of you who are in human relationships, who have partners and who want to have partners in the future, or who are entering relationships, might ask themselves what this means. Is it so exclusive that love of Krishna has no place for loving anyone else? Is that the idea of love of Krishna? And the answer to this question is that in spiritual life we have to often hold many ideas at the same time in our head. Yes, love is exclusive, but that doesn't mean it's not inclusive at the same time. The best example I can give is when I was in Persia, I think I told it somewhere, and wanted to get a nice perfume for my deities. And I had understood that in the East, the rose perfumes are the strongest and have the best qualities. So I went into the perfume shop. It was full of amazing oriental fragrances. And then I quickly chose my rose flower, my rose petal perfume, and came out. And when I met those who have waited for me outside, they said, "Wow, you smell really beautiful today." I was carrying with me the smell from the perfume shop, and everyone I came in contact with enjoyed that smell. So when you have love of Krishna, which is definitely focused on Krishna only, others will feel and smell or appreciate and perceive this type of love of Krishna. You will be, in other words, also full of compassion towards others. The sign of love of Krishna is that a lover of God smells of love. It's everywhere. And it manifests in practical acts of compassion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give this love of God to everyone. And therefore he brought this love of Krishna with him. Now, to understand Lord Chaitanya and his gift, we should look at him also in the historical context. He was on this planet from the year 1486 to the year 1534. And during this time, the whole European culture, philosophy, and learning were undergoing a rebirth. It's known as the Renaissance. moment, the renewal, and so on. There were artists like Leonardo da Vinci, who portrayed the human body. There was also Michelangelo, who made his very famous paintings. And also in religion, there was a rebirth. In Europe, we had Martin Luther with his reform movement, the Protestantic movement, which went away from the Catholic interpretation of God. And in Italy, there was Saint Francis, who lived absolute poverty and who was, in a way, a true pantheist. He saw God in his creatures. He talked to the birds, the wolves even. There was a wolf who became a follower of Saint Francis of Assisi. And different from the church, which was opulent, he believed in poverty, like the poverty that Jesus had shown. Now the Renaissance time is mainly known for the Aristotelian perception of the world, which put much more emphasis on rationalistic arguments, not religious arguments, and which explained the world with a purely materialistic worldview, atoms and so on. That meant that philosophy and the thought of the Renaissance men shifted from God and religion to the human being. It was the forerunner for the age in which we live, the scientific age. And as those who study the thought processes of the world a little closer, yes, there is an attempt to interpret the finest human things, that is, thoughts, in material terms, according to the neural pathways which are there, that which fires together, wires together. No? So men became self-sufficient at that time and had little need for a god to explain the world in which he lived. Now, although the Renaissance was short-lived, that is, from the 14th century to the 16th century, only 200 years, its influence is still felt in the world and affects our present civilization. Now, at this time, crucial time, the Vedic scriptures would call this the Kali Yuga time. At this time, my dear devotees, something extraordinary happened. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And while the flow of thought in the West went towards the material side, the flow of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his contemporaries went in the opposite direction, the spiritual side. And therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought about a resurgence, means a reincarnation of the wisdom traditions. And therefore, we are celebrating him. His work is best, or his contribution is best really explained in the analogy which Krishna Das Kaviraj used. He brought a tree from the spiritual world, a wish-fulfilling tree, which branched all over the world and distributes love. At that time, Sufism started to work. Yes, San Francisco came with his new thoughts and a very spiritual, emphasized thought. We feel, as followers of Mahaprabhu, that the impetus came due to his arrival into the world and his a wonderful way of distributing love of Godhead. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed at that time a miracle. You know, every morning his devotees would go out and do sangitan, singing, in the towns and villages surrounding Navadvip. Mahaprabhu was with them and he led these huge sangitan parties. And once in the afternoon, they were so tired, they were exhausted, their throats were parched. So when Mahaprabhu saw that his devotees could not really chant and dance any longer, he said, "What would you like to have that would give you your strength back?" And they said, "Fresh mangoes." But it was not the mango season, it was another time. Mahaprabhu simply said, "Just find me somewhere a dry mango seed." You know, people in Bengal, they drink these mangoes and then they throw away the seed. So at any time of the year, you find these whitish, big mango seeds in the ditches or just on the roadside. So the devotees came with such a dried up mango seed that didn't have any life any longer. Mahaprabhu touched it and stuck it into the earth, and instantaneously there was an instant mango tree. Instant, we have this in this world, instant this, instant that. There was an instant mango tree which grew and grew before the eyes of the amazed devotees. And it also then began to grow these mangoes, and they were as big as the head of a child, so a little bit like this. My head is a little bigger, so around this. And Lord Chaitanya took this mango, these mangoes, picked them and distributed them amongst his devotees, who immediately ate them, and they were so nourished. These mangoes from that mystical mango tree nourished everyone. So yes, there is this analogy that Lord Chaitanya brought a tree, but he brought this from the spiritual world, but he brought this analogy to life by planting this mysterious mango tree and distributing the fruits to one and all and everyone. So this is a very nice event in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's miraculous time. He said that I wish that each one of you there in the gallery becomes a gardener who helps me to distribute the mango. Many of us suffer from selfishness. We are too much in our world. And whenever our desires are not fulfilled in our world, we become miserable and we suffer and we go more into our world, more into our world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is different. He teaches us to think of others and their welfare and become active for their welfare in Krishna consciousness, not just the welfare activity, but mundane welfare activity, but not just taking care of the body and the mind of people, but taking care of their souls as well as the body and the mind. If you can be engaged in such merciful activities, you will often forget yourself and then find yourself new. A new version of yourself, a better version of the paining version will easily come when you become active in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. There is a very nice song which I will ask our Gokrishna to sing with us. That is the song of which Prabhupada so often sang. It is Hari Hari Bifale Janama Gaino. It's a very beautiful song. We will put it on for you. And it describes really Lord Narottam Das Thakur. He says, "Oh Hari, my life passes by uselessly. Yes, I have received this human form of birth, but I have not really performed my worship of you, my bhajan of you. I have knowingly drunk poison." And he laments, why has attachment for the Harinam Sankirtan, Goloka Vrindavan's treasure of divine love, not yet awakened within me? Day and night my heart burns in the poisonous fire of material existence, and I have no means to alleviate it. Then he comes to one of his very deep points. He says, the son of the king of Braja, Brajendra Nandana, has become the son of Sachidevi, and Balaram has become Nitai. Through Harinam, they have delivered all those who were fallen and wretched. Jagai and Madai are testaments to this fact. So let us, as we sing, focus on this very beautiful traditional painting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You can see his dancing steps. You can see his beautiful dhoti, his attractive physical build, and his dancing movement as he dances and sings, becoming absorbed in love of God and distributing it to one and all. So I will turn now the camera to our Gokrishna, and then we will simply chant this.
Oh, Krishna, 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 Krish Rama Rama Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Krishna
Hare
sing again. Very brief moment, let us just concentrate on the kirtans of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I was very fortunate that one early morning in Mayapur, the devotees had arranged a few very big boats, and we went into these boats and crossed the Jalangi. We not only crossed it, we drove on the Jalangi, and the sun was just rising in the east, and we sang one song, which I'm looking at here. I just found it here. Yes, here it is. It is a kirtan sung at sunrise. You can imagine the rowing oars, they're going into the water. The boatman was rowing. They came out of the water. Water dripped back and made a few small concentric circuits every time it landed, and we were reminded of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He must have crossed the rivers in the same way with his kirtan parties more than 500 years ago. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written about this beautiful kirtan scene which we felt we had entered when the reddish sun, it's still morning, so the sun has a hue of red, and the reddish sun began to rise on the eastern horizon. Sri Gauranga, the jewel among the twice-born, at once awoke. We find in the daily pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that there are many devotees in the courtyard, and the moment the Lord arises, a servant comes and brings a crystal a container with fresh water, and the Lord cleans his mouth. He stretches his arms and he says, "Hari, Hari!" And then he quickly takes his bath in the nearby Ganga, and then he is ready. He tells his devotees, "Come, come. Tatai, tatai," the midanga resounded and the karatas played in time. Overflowing with prema, Sri Gauranga's golden limbs swayed gracefully, causing the nupuras, the anchor bells on his feet, to jingle in the rhythm. You know, Mahaprabhu, when he chanted and danced, he had always anchor bells. Not in his sannyas time, in his grihastha time. And he would give the rhythm with his dancing step. That was one way in which he directed the kirtan, by directing its rhythm. And in this way, the kirtan party, with carefully orchestrated melodies, medangas, wampas, nupuras, and bugles were also there, these horns which made a good sound. They went through the villages. Now the people were still sleeping. Maybe the early risers would be there with eucalyptus twigs in their mouth, cleaning their mouths, and the eyes still rolling with sleepiness. Mahaprabhu would call out to them, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, and Hari, names of Krishna, no? Everyone, you chant, Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, Hari. He would encourage people, say, Mukunda. Madhava.
Madhava.
Yadava.
Yadava.
Hari.
Hari.
So in this way he said, everyone just chant. Everyone fill your mouth with the holy names of the Lord. Oh, you pass your nights in vain, captivated by sleep, and during your wakeful moments in the days, you're decorating your bodies with nice cloth and ornaments. Don't any of you think about what you are doing? You have achieved the rare human body. If you do not worship the son of Yashoda now, you will fall into a shameful condition at the time of death. Wow, strong. The people were busy. Like we are busy. They were busy with preparing for the day. They would be busy on the fields. They would be busy when they returned from the fields because it was time to eat. They would be busy in the afternoon. They would be busy in the evening talking with their neighbors. They would be busy all day, like we are busy all day. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, now is the time. Don't you see you have a human body in which you can worship Krishna so nicely? It has a tongue for vibrating the holy name. It has the ideal ears for hearing. It has hands for clapping. It has a mind which never feels satisfied unless you become absorbed in Krishna. Don't you see? This is the chance to engage your mind and your life in Krishna's service. See, with every rising and setting of the sun, you are busy, counting the passing days. Why then do you still remain idle and not worship the Lord of the heart? Think about these words of Mahaprabhu. He reminds us to wake up. Know this essential fact. Material life is temporary. It is short. It's only there for a few days. And it is filled with various troubles and burdens. Earnestly take shelter of the holy name while you remain engaged in your occupational duties. This is typical spiritual instruction. Your life, let it go on. But while you are busy with maintaining a life which is only there for a few days, don't forget the main business, that is to worship Krishna. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, drink the pure nectar of Krishna name and thus give relief to Bhaktivinoda's burning heart and your own burning heart. There's nothing except the holy name within all the 14th world. My language is slowly getting out of tune. There is nothing except the holy name within all the 14 worlds. Desiring to benefit the living entities, these sweet holy names have come to the material world. They shine like the sun in the sky of the heart, destroying the darkness of ignorance. So, while the Sankirtan party would go every day to the villages, and while the kirtan went on and the preaching went on, one day they came to a little lake. There were cowherd men who gave Mahaprabhu and his associates various milk preparations which they would take at their breakfast, but they also warned Mahaprabhu, don't come too close to the lake. But after Mahaprabhu had eaten his breakfast, he went right to the bank of the lake. And then something happened. The waters began to part. Or let us say there was some movement in the waters of the lake. And then something came rushing from the lake, from the inside of the lake, to the bank. And the water came high, and a huge, huge crocodile from here to Alaska, so big, came out of the water. And began to run towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear devotees, I was once in Florida with Manuram and Gokrishna on a rowing boat, and we came to a place where there was a huge crocodile, and it started to run towards us and then go into the water. And I thought the next moment it would dive under the water and then lift the boat up and eat Gokrishna. This is what I thought. So this was a then Lord but Lord Chaitanya remained standing there. He did not run like we would run. He waited until the crocodile came, and he put his lotus feet on the head of the crocodile, and instantaneously the crocodile left its body, and instead came a very beautiful boy. And the boy said, thank you, thank you, thank you. I was cursed to become a crocodile, but because your lotus feet has touched me, therefore I am not at all any longer in the crocodile body. I'm relieved and released. So we were a little interrupted. No, not interrupted. Good. While I'm talking, preparing a surprise for all of you. What we want to show you is the blissful Abhishek of Lord Chaitanya in Sridhar Mayapur. I think as we see this, we will become really blessed in our spiritual life. I'm just looking whether or not we are ready. We're almost ready. Krishna is arranging the sound to see the Abhishek of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is really a feature which you don't want to miss. Hare Krishna, that was an infusion of pure spiritual energy. What do you think, Harishyam? That was very, very wonderful. Chaitanya Bhagavat explains that anyone who sees the Abhishek of Lord Chaitanya on his appearance day will no longer have to see Yamaraj. So you are very blessed people. It is a wonderful thing. I would like to just bring this to an end with the last kirtan. But before, I would like to give hope to you. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked before he ended his pastimes by Advaita Acharya. He was asked a very important question. He said, my dear Lord, when you go, where will your devotees go when it's time for them to leave this world? Where will you take them? What is your answer to this? And Advaita said, I only want that in the next life I may have association with your devotees. So please tell me, what is the destiny of your devotees? And Lord Chaitanya answered, Brindaranyantarasta sarasa vilasitinatmanatmanam uchera. I will go to Vrindavan, and there I will accept you all as my associates within my sweet pastimes. I will fill your hearts with bliss. To you who have faith in Vrindavan, I will give splendid spiritual forms like my own. That is what I will do for you. So then he made it more clear. Those whose hearts are bound to me in my form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even if you have rasas of sakyabhav, of friendship or servitude to Shishi Radha Madhava, or even to the Lord of Dwarakadish, or if your rasas of other rasas, I will make you into my eternally liberated associates in Goloka Vrindavan. So this is the future of those who follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They will go to Goloka Vrindavan by the Lord's mercy. I would like to end with a little meditation that goes into the Gauranga Bhajan. You have seen this beautiful movie of the Abhishek of Lord Chaitanya on the Gopunim day. You have maybe also seen other photos of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I request you to bring these images in a little meditation into your heart. So sit down, or sit erect. Yes. It's Amazing, I can see some of you. Find a comfortable position. I think everyone is situated in a comfortable space. And become a little peaceful. Breathing helps. Let us do a few deep breaths. Bring our attention to the heart space. Imagine that on an inhale, you're breathing into your heart. And on each exhale, you're breathing out from your heart, only to relax a little bit more and let go of tensions a little bit more. Breathe into your heart space. And breathe out. Now bring the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya into your heart. We will listen to a very nice meditative prayer. While we bring Lord Chaitanya's image into our heart. May Lord Chaitanya, the moon of Navadvip, who is the king of dances, appear splendidly in my heart. His charming, graceful form is as effulgent as gold, and he has enchanted the minds of all. He is the abode of perfect beauty, so much so that he has attracted even the God of love. And he is affectionate to all.
Hare, Hare.
Hare Krishna. This ends our Gopunim festivities here in Europe. For those who are with us from America, and there is Kishori and your talented sons are there. And Madhva Muni, Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes, thank you all very, very much for participating. I hope that you got something out of this Gopunim celebration. I really wish that Lord Chaitanya will accompany you throughout the coming year. And if you would like, we can put a little link into this program where you can download a beautiful collection of Nectarian prayers to Lord Gauranga. It's really an amazing collection. I have it as a printout, but it is available on the computer. We will put the link in where you can download it, so that during the year you can turn to Lord Chaitanya in prayer and then feel his great mercy and great presence. I will now turn the microphone over to Gaurahari in Goloka Dham. We are here in near Berlin, but Gaurahari will say some closing words to all of us. Can you see in the chat there is one, there is a book. Please download it or save it for you, so that you can, it's for absolutely for free, and it is really a beautiful collection. I've never seen such an impressive collection with really amazing and elevating and inspiring prayers to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there's one last little thing which I have to do from my side before I go. Yeah, what I can really recommend to you is that even today you pray this Shri Krishna Chaitanya Dvadasa Nama Stotram. It's on page 2. Wait a minute. Oh, I said the wrong thing. It's Shri Gauranga Ashtutara Satanam Stotram. It's on page 3. It has the 108 names of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The blessing of chanting this prayer is really amazing. It says, it gives all kinds of blessings, but maybe most interesting for us is if one chants this prayer, this great prayer, with faith and transcendental devotion on Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, that's today, then one perpetually attains the fulfillment of their each and every pure desire. It's even said that couples who, if a devotee couple wishes to have a child, but for some reason they are unable, then they will obtain a Vaishnava child without a doubt when they chant this prayer. And at the time of death, they will attain remembrance of Sri Chaitanya Dev and enter his eternal pastimes. It's an amazing prayer, powerful like anything. We have chanted it already here, and you might like to, how do you say in English, to really sample it. And there are many other prayers which will keep you in the Gauranga Bhava throughout the year. So I'm now closing everything. Thank you so much. I also thank the Goloka Dhamis for being so kind to arrange this for all of us. It was very sudden. We only received confirmation today that we could be on this call, because there there was some, we are now very clear, we are very clear that, and we are very happy that we were able to come. So, Gaura Hari, over to you. And thank you all, and goodbye everyone. Have a wonderful new year. This is for Vaishnavas the start of the new year. Hari Bol.